Hi everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast and this is my reaction to the 3-0 thumping of Hibs tonight in the Premiership at Easter Road. An absolutely devastating performance from Rangers tonight. The game was over within 8 minutes, it really was. We were outstanding tonight. That's as good a game as we've played all year, and we've had some good performances this year so far. That tonight was a potential to be a big banana skin. Hibs have started to find their feet again. They've been playing well since their new manager came in, and it was always going to be a dangerous tie. But we more than rose to the occasion tonight. We, to a man, we were outstanding. There was not a duff player on that field tonight. I cannot praise the players highly enough. We've got a difficult run in December, as we know. We're coming to the end of it now. The performances have been there. A couple of the results have been a bit iffy, but we've been on the whole brilliant. And tonight was arguably the pinnacle of that tonight as well. Right from the get-go, we were up for it. And we scored on the third minute with Kent scoring. There was a throw-in on the right where the Hibs player played it backwards. The defender was chasing it, but so was Aribo. The defender passed it back to the keeper. Aribo kept chasing it and charged the keeper down. The keeper tried to kick the ball out. He did. Aribo got his foot to it. The ball went straight to Kent on the edge of the box, who'd done brilliantly to control it. And then he had a good shot past the keeper into the back of the net. Aribo was outstanding tonight, and right from the minute one, he was up for it. He was chasing every single ball. He put in some shift, and we've seen it coming in the last couple of games. He started to come on to a real good game now. There was always potential. He was a wee bit suspect at times, and in the last few games, he's just been immense with his work rate especially, and that goal was really just created by him there, chasing that ball down. Outstanding. We didn't need to wait too long. On the 8th minute, Aribo scored himself this time. It was down the right with Aribo, gets fouled but keeps upright. He received the ball. It was a lovely ball to Jack on the right of the box. Cuts it back to Aribo, who hits a lovely shot up in the middle left of the goal, past the keeper. Just, again, outstanding goal. Really, all started from Aribo once again. He created a goal. He created and then scored his own goal there as well. Brilliant. Hibs in that time, you know, they did have a couple of breaks up the park and they were looking a wee bit dangerous, but we mopped up anything before it became a danger. And certainly Hibs had a couple of plays in the first half, but we were just absolutely dominant. We really were. We were on top of them. Hibs, again, as I said, they did look a bit dangerous. They were quick going forward. They were quite sharp. But we mopped up everything. We were quickly on them when it came to the final third. The defence were brilliant tonight. This was not like Aberdeen, where we completely steamrolled them and Aberdeen had nothing in them in the first half. Hibs did have a bit about them, and we controlled it, and that was the difference tonight. We were not going to let what happened at Aberdeen happen again tonight, and that was testament to the way the players played for themselves and for each other. The first half, as it rounded out, we had a few chances. Never put the keeper under too much pressure, but you know, we're still well in control of the match. McGregor had nothing to do with it as well. And at the second half, much like the Aberdeen game, Hibs made a change. They made actually two changes. And for the first maybe 5 minutes, they did seem to get a grip of the game. They got further forward. They were passing quite fluidly. And then we really just taking the sting out of it. And then we scored on the 53rd minute with an absolute sublime piece of skill from Defoe. The ball was in the centre with Arfield. Pass wide right to Tavernier, who crosses the ball in. It was initially cleared by the head of the defender. Knocked back into the left side by our attacker with his head. Right to Defoe, and with an outstanding control, he controlled the ball in the box. He touches it down. A lovely touch with the outside of his right foot to take it past the defender into a more central position. And then his third touch, bang, into the back of the net. I think there was a stat, he's only played 600 odd minutes of football, scored 11 goals for us this season. It's a goal every 60 minutes. The guy's deadly. And he was deadly in the English Premiership. Within his advancing age, he's certainly not lost anything in this league. Just outstanding piece of skill there to go 3-0 up. And that's where the goal scoring ended, but we just kept on pummeling Hibs. Again, not offering too much for the keeper to do, but we controlled the game. Hibs lost it. They reverted into a their dirty self, and that was highlighted on the 59th minute with Porteous for Hibs with an absolute disgusting challenge on Barisic, saw a straight red card. He was very high, very late. The referee had no option to give him a straight red card there. Barisic had to get treatment. It looked, you know, a bad one initially. Fortunately, it wasn't too bad. One thing that's got to be mentioned as well, Barisic lying down on the ground before he got treatment, and there was a rain of missiles getting thrown at him once again from the Hibs support. And it's been highlighted, I think, on the... It wasn't highlighted on RTV, but it was certainly highlighted on the main broadcaster. Glass bottle thrown at Barisic while he was on the ground injured. Unbelievable, really is. I just don't understand these people. Hibs have clearly got an issue with their fan base when it comes to that. You know, no fans are saints. Missiles happen every single game, and that's not excusing it. But a glass bottle thrown at a player while he's on the ground, come on. Hibs, it obviously happened last season, I think it was, with Celtic, where I think it was Sinclair getting a bucky bottle thrown at him. And mysteriously, the Hibs CCTV never picked it up, and they vowed to improve their CCTV there. So I just hope, for their sake more than anything, that their CCTV has been improved and they managed to catch that culprit, because that's inexcusable. It's stadium closure territory that, you know, if we're going to get stadium closures for shouting some songs and a wee bit of hurty words, then physical violence and, you know, something that's incredibly dangerous should be getting stadium bans as well. That's up to you, Hibs, to take the initiative on that. Even if you can get CCTV, they need to be pulled up about this. We'll wait and see what happens, though. I very much doubt anything will, though. For the challenge itself, the reaction of Gerrard and the bench was outstanding. To a man, the whole bench was absolutely disgusted with that, remonstrating with the Hibs bench. They tried to actually come over and have a go at us as well. I don't know what they can have a go at. It ended up in one of their backroom staff getting sent off, and Tom Culshaw for us getting sent off to the stand as well. So we'll see if there's any repercussions for that. But the Hibs can have absolutely no complaints over that red card and Gerrard's reaction, because it was a disgusting challenge. Porteous has had previous for this, especially against Rangers. He's not a footballer, he's an animal. He's a typical wee man syndrome who thinks he's a footballer. When you've got a player of limited ability and the only way to beat their men is to try and take them out in a cynical fashion like that. It's one thing having a cynical challenge by, you know, playing the game where stopping a quick break. When it's a dangerous challenge like that, there's no place for it on the football field. Shortly after that, Barisic received another shocking challenge on him. No attempt to play the ball. Stood on his foot, went for the man. The Naismith had already had a yellow card. I am baffled why that was not another red card there for the Hibs players. Maybe because it was in such close proximity, the straight red, I don't know, but that's not the way a game should be refereed. But anyway, we were in complete control of the game. We had a couple of more chances, but we rounded off the game 3-0. Just as I said, outstanding performance to a man tonight. Aribo, probably the highlight of the bunch there, I think. Obviously setting up a goal, setting up and scoring his own goal as well. And the man has arrived, I think, tonight as well. So, outstanding. Leaves us still trailing Celtic 2 points, but we're only a goal behind them now as well. Obviously, Celtic will play tomorrow, and obviously we've got the Old Firm game on the 29th as well. So, Dave and I probably won't be back until after the Old Firm game, so you're maybe looking at a new Into the New Year podcast. But anyway, you can check out all of our stuff. Remember, there's our latest full podcast that just came out as well, episode 10 of season 7. You can find that all on our website, which is iReadyPodcast.wordpress.com, along with all the post-match reaction as well. So I won't be back until after the Boxing Day game against Kilmarnock, another big game to play. Obviously managerless Kilmarnock now, so that will either galvanise the team or it'll destroy them. But we play like that, then I don't think Kilmarnock will have a chance. Here's hoping anyway. So have a good Christmas, everyone, and we'll be back soon. Thanks a lot, and bye.